It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Next on... The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. You don't need that love.
Los Angeles, Los Angeles, oh, Los Angeles. My voice is a little cracky today, I think. Good morning, everybody. KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 5:04 AM. So much to talk about. You know, here in Los Angeles, we made headlines, national headlines, and not for good reason, but rather, once again, because of gun violence. And this is, you know, this is a little bizarre because just this week, I was actually with one of the Parkland survivors from the Parkland, you know, school shooting, David Hogg, he's now 18 years old, one of the seniors that has become very vocal with Emma and the other students who survived that shooting to talk about, you know, gun control and what to do. And there was a roundtable discussion about it over at Robert Kennedy High School over in Koreatown with Mayor Garcetti and his school advisory council. So it was all young people. It was very cool. But of course, you know, this is like 72 hours out. You get this awful shooting that initiated in South LA and ended up in Silver Lake inside a Trader Joe's. And there's a Trader Joe's employee now dead. I mean, that's the part that really kind of killed me yesterday. I was actually walking into the gym when I kind of turned to the side and I saw the breaking news on the monitors. And I thought, you got to be kidding me right now. It was a total standoff. I'm sure you've heard about this, but unfortunately, it looks like... there were about 40 people or so inside. In fact, as we speak, Riverside off of Hyperion Avenue in that Silver Lake neighborhood, that's still cordoned off. So, you know, keep that in mind as you're driving through. But apparently this piece of work, for lack of a better term, took some hostages. But this is all after he shoots his grandmother to death. I mean, 7 times or something insane. He also shot a woman, right? That was in the home. I'm not clear what her relationship was.
Supposedly it was his girlfriend. It's a young guy, supposedly in his late teens.
Yeah, they're saying Don Coles. Sorry. Police swarmed. It's saying the Trader Joe's inside. Yeah, oh no, somebody else. This is just looking at some of the latest information. It's just heartbreaking because, it takes me back to that conversation I always have with my friends. When I say I'm going to go to like Central America or, you know, Asia or somewhere around the world and everybody says, be careful. Oh, my God. You know, they might steal your iPhone and keep your bag and your possessions close to you. And I'm like, look, steal my iPhone any day. You know, I'll be pissed off. Don't get me wrong. Steal my passport with my, you know, my credit cards and my cash. Yeah, I'll be super pissed off. And what an inconvenience that is. But think about this. I mean, what if you're like visiting and you have an Airbnb in Silver Lake and you're like, oh, that's a supermarket. Let me go in there. This is the kind of crap that happens in our country where you just don't even know. On a Saturday, you're walking through and you're just going to go get some apples. And now somebody opens fire. There's a shootout. And apparently, here's what really is crazy. I don't know if you know that area. And if you do, you obviously know what I'm talking about. But you know, that part of Los Angeles is very condensed.
I mean, yeah, I was about to say it's dense as all hell.
I know I said condensed. I meant dense.
Dense.
It's a very densely populated area. So there's not a lot of space to turn around and have a shootout with police.
That was my one point I was going to get at, because when he shot at the cops fired back.
Of course. And they have to, because you have to, you know, you've got to neutralize the threat.
But
you've got some other people you could take
exactly.
out. So, I mean, there's a trade-off, but what do you do? Because then, of course, you're going to get criticized for not doing enough and, you know, controlling the threat. So it really is a miracle that, the death toll wasn't higher. I mean, one is still too much, if you ask me.
Yeah, this got way too, I don't understand how we're still here. The whole world has turned into Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
It's a video game, yeah, in case you wanted to know. Yeah.
I mean, 4-hour standoff. Okay. And yeah, apparently this guy, the suspect, 28 years old, allegedly shot his grandmother 7 times. That's right. They said 7 times. She lived, I guess, somewhere off of 32nd Street in the Newton area of South Los Angeles. And then a second woman, as you mentioned, was also shot and kidnapped, apparently, by the guy. And so then, you know, they follow him and he ends up in this place. But how, you know, the thing that kept, like, I don't know, it was just always, this is what strikes me the most. I'm thinking, this poor woman that went to work yesterday, you think in her wildest dreams thought, like, and then there's going to be this, you know, murder suspect that gets into a pursuit and ends up in my store and then he kills me. And we're not clear, by the way. I guess that hasn't been confirmed. I heard LAPD chiefs talk about, they're not sure if it's gunfire from law enforcement that took her out or if it was, you know, his gunfire. But they say that when he went in there, he really took command and said, hey, and people were trying to, you know, get out of the store in a safe way. Just awful. I always pray. I don't want to be a part of any of that. I mean, obviously, as a reporter, I go out there and cover this stuff, and that's plenty enough. You know, you're walking into that danger. It's enough. I also want to share with you, though, some really sad news. And by the way, we're still praying for that family. So please join me with that, you know, sending our love and healing vibes to that family. Because what tragedy. I mean, I don't know if you saw any of the reunifications yesterday, family members that were in the store and employees, and people are just, you know, understandably in tears. Also tributes this morning coming in for restaurant critic Jonathan Gold from LA Times. In fact, just this week, it was a big week for LA Times. They had their last day at the building in downtown Los Angeles, which is gorgeous. It's such a beautiful building. And now they're going to be in El Segundo. So they're going to be my neighbor, which I thought was kind of cool as I was flying into LAX from Ireland, right, 2 weeks ago. I looked over to the left. I was on the left side of the plane. And I thought, what? LA Times has a building here too? I didn't realize that they, you know, the owner had, you know, owned that building and said, let's just put the sign up here and move everybody there. But if I may say so, that's a terrible idea. You need these reporters, journalists right next to City Hall and LAPD. It's going to take forever for them to get over there from El Segundo.
I never really thought about the logistics of putting
it's
there.
Terrible. No, it's terrible. But anyhow, you know, want to send a lot of love out to the family of Jonathan Gold, an incredible award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning, you know, food critic, columnist, food critic, knows, you know, knew everything about it. A young guy, pancreatic cancer, claimed his life, only 57 years old. Just awful. Apparently, you know, he's with his family. He does leave behind children and wife, and all the chefs around the world are you know, pouring in with their tweets and, you know, notes on Instagram. Let's see. Phil Rosenthal writes, our greatest food writer and a personal hero, friend, and inspiration. He passed away too soon. Always highlighted the good. He made Los Angeles and the world better. Rest in peace, Jonathan. Absolutely. Pancreatic cancer is awful. In fact, we've had different medical experts on our show to talk about how vicious it is, and it's quick. Do you know who else passed away?
No, who?
Of pancreatic cancer? None other than the, you know, the man, because I really loved his work, Patrick Swayze. Same age. Isn't that weird? 57 years old, both of them. Just boom. I'm telling you, it's the great equalizer. No one, it doesn't matter how much money you have, status, it's just weird.
I think Shakespeare said something like, no one escapes the worm's turn.
Well, and we'll talk.
I think that's how it goes.
Something like that. But I was going to just mention also this awful story with the National Transportation Safety Board investigating out of Missouri, this duck boat disaster, tragedy. I mean, one woman losing something like 9 family members out of 17 people who died. How do you even process that loss? So anyway, we've got a big show. We're going to lighten it up as well. We're going to talk about the heat wave that's coming. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Time to go buy an AC unit as we speak. And I was at the OC Fair yesterday. Took a lot of selfies. Ooh, I got some sexy selfies.
I want to see what you ate.
Oh, yeah. I got to hit the treadmill. So a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa at KFI AM 640, 513 AM. Mary Kate in the newsroom. Take it away, sister.
Baby, tú me partiste el corazón, Maluma, baby. Pero mi amor, no hay problema, no,
tengo. Ahora puedo regalarte un pedacito a cada nena. Solo un pedacito. Tú me partiste el corazón. Ay, mi corazón.
Oh, yes, el corazón.
No hay problema.
Wow, that's pretty good, huh? Yeah. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. I promise you're not listening to Spanish language radio, but hey, why not?
Alexa, please play Despacito.
By the way, Brent is hilarious right now during
Hey, I'm just looking
break.
Up hot French firemen, all
Seriously,
right?
Seriously, are you really straight? I'm not
yeah.
believing
hey,
you.
Man.
How does this guy say to me, oh, you know that the French, they have the hottest firefighters in the world. And I'm like, I'm sorry, am I talking to my girlfriend right now or am I talking to my alleged straight
Hey, I got to see what
woman?
The competition's like. Even though I'm off the market, I still got to see what else is going on. Hey, I'm going to show you pictures and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking
that
about.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. Very cool. By the way, quite a bit of announcements in the calendar section. I am wearing something that is kind of cool, if I may say so myself. My girl Liberty Chan over at KTLA has a new line. And then Lynette has something too. But anyway, we'll talk about that in the calendar. I did want to get into, we'll talk about the heat as well, because we have a heat wave that is going to be in effect starting Monday, 10 a.m. through Thursday, 8 p.m. How did they even figure that out? Like, at 10 a.m., it's going to start, and it's going to end at 8 p.m. Like, I think the science is always very, very interesting. Oh, my God, you're such a dork. So, Brent right now is
You're talking about
off,
the heat.
He's showing off these French fire... Wow, wait a minute. These French firefighters are pretty beautiful.
Told you.
Wow. You know it's happy hour probably right now in France. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I'm hopefully...
Anyways, we're talking about the heat.
I lost my thought.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
about that.
They are so beautiful.
I told you.
You know what's funny? They make fun of me at KTLA because we have, my shift is everywhere, but I work the nightside shift, which means you have a 3 o'clock editorial meeting, right? And so we're in a group in a little conference room. And so the newscast, you know, all the monitors are behind us and they're coming through what you're watching. And so I'm constantly turning around and I'm like, oh my God. And they think it's like a breaking news story. And I'm like, that guy's hot. They're like, oh my God, seriously, Elizabeth? Seriously? I'm like, sorry. I mean, what do you know? What do you do? But anyway, so I do want to say with this heat wave on its way, seriously, please be very careful. Heat-related illnesses. I've actually been pretty guilty of running, going for my run because I'm prepping for the LA Marathon. I'm so excited, at least right now.
And this doesn't involve just watching the LA Marathon and eating bonbons, right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It does not. So I was running actually about 11 o'clock the other day, and I thought this is too late because it's so warm. But at least at the beach, it's a little bit cooler. But for those of you who think like, no, I'm good. I can go for my run at midday or, 1 o'clock. Don't do it. It's going to be bad, really bad. So wear lightweight clothes anyway, loose fitting, that kind of stuff. Also, my biggest thing is please keep an eye out for the elderly. You know, we all have a neighbor somewhere that lives by himself or herself. Keep an eye. Like, don't be, people drive me crazy. Everyone is so weird about, well, if I'm not invited to to help, I shouldn't offer. It's like, no, you should offer. You should just be that person that says, hey, ma'am or sir, can I help you with this? You'd be surprised how many people will accept your help and be so thankful, so grateful. And of course, also the elderly. Maybe there's a group home that is in a neighborhood where you live, right? There's a lot of residential group homes. Keep an eye out for them as well. I don't care if they have caregivers there and they have staff. Generally, I'm already pissed off at the staff because I feel like they don't do enough to take care of those folks. So, you keep an eye out on them. I see there's a group, in fact, that walks by my house. It's a day program. That means it's a school for people with disabilities. And they walk through my neighborhood. And I make it a point to say, good morning. Hello. Like, I'm watching you. But I'm really saying that because I want the care staff to know, like, hey, we're keeping an eye out on you as well because we're all in this together. I mean, a lot of these special needs folks, some don't speak and they can't really, fend for themselves. So we've got to be another set of eyeballs out there. So as we go through this heat wave, like, really, let's keep an eye out. If you see something wrong, like, I saw this group once, speaking of a special needs class, they were walking through off of Marine and between Marine and Rosecrans by the 405 freeway. If you live in the South Bay, there's a Costco there in Hawthorne and there's like a Subaru dealership. And so there's a way to get into the Costco from Marine, but it's weird. You almost have to walk on like through an alley. But there's cars. It's like a major thoroughfare. I mean, a lot of traffic there. And this group is walking with these special needs students. And I was pissed. I stopped and I put my window down. I said, excuse me, who's in charge here? I'm like, why are you guys walking on the street? Like, why, at least walk through the car dealership. Oh, well, they don't let us. I'm like, well, so let's just risk that these consumers get slammed by cars. Like, what's wrong with people? What is wrong with people? It upsets me, I tell you. One more thing. Don't forget about your pets. That's the other one. And also, you know, kids in a hot car. What is wrong with people? Like, to think you could just leave your child.
Oh, I'm just going to go in and grab a latte. I'll be right back out.
Right. It's just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Or, again, with animals, that's a big one, too. Like, oh, it's okay. My dog's good. I'll leave some water in the car. Or I leave the window, crack it open a little bit. Well, why don't we do that to you? See how you feel.
Unless you drive a Prius, then you can actually leave the air conditioning on while you go and get your latte.
Yeah, but don't do that, period. I'm sorry. I still didn't think it's a bad idea. Mm. Something could happen. Who knows? No. Even the Prius people don't get a free pass, my friend. Not at all. Hey, we were just, and I just wanted to circle back really quick. If you missed the last segment, we were talking about the Parkland students that were in Los Angeles. There was a rally yesterday against Dana Rohrabacher, a congress member in Orange County.
Good.
And I know he's got to go. And they're, you know, pushing for gun control and voter registration. And if I may name drop for a second, I was very excited. My cameraman didn't believe me, but when I walked in, we walked in late to the press conference this last week, and Captain Mark Kelly, right, married to, you know, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, he totally waved at me, and I was like, oh my God, he remembers me. I was so excited because we had him on when we did the Huntington Beach Air Show with Gear KFI, like on site. So I was excited they remembered me. He was very sweet. But he was there. He's a very vocal advocate. He wants to see more gun control legislation and something that's, you know, again, it's not about taking anyone's guns away. So relax. I mean, that's not what it was about. I know some people want to go crazy with that, but that's not it. And but this kid, David Hogg, who's 18, who's really one of the highest profile student leaders in all this. Did you know that his father is a retired FBI agent? Interesting, right? Because he obviously he is privy to information and knowledge about, you know, guns and how it works. Because talking to an FBI agent that's retired on a different story once, he explained to me that there's so many regulations even for them to hold on to, you know, assault rifles at home as FBI agents. And yet some of those rules don't apply to, you know, everyday citizens. So he was a little thrown off by that. So it's interesting that this kid's so involved. I do want to, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the system. You know, Anthony Avalos, this 10-year-old little boy, precious child, who was found unresponsive at home in Castaic, and then it turns out apparently mom and boyfriend were abusing him, torturing him. This kid was a hero because he was taking all the, you know, physical abuse so that his siblings wouldn't, you know, weren't, you know, put through it. And apparently he was this kid that would stand up for, you know, any little kid that would get bullied at school. Anyway, he lost his life to his own parents or the, you know, the boyfriend. His father held a press conference with his attorney, and they're going after the Department of Children and Family Services. Now, look, it's not about looking for blame. It's about looking for answers. And how do we fix what is systemic failure? Remember Gabriel Fernandez? That's another story. Same thing, this little boy. Like, how many complaints do you need? How does it work? We're going to come back and let's get into that. So if you're a social worker, you know, send us your thoughts. Tweet me. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate in the newsroom. What you thinking? You think that you could be better off with somebody new? No, oh, oh, baby, no. You say you're leaving. Well, if you wanna leave,
this is why we need cameras in the studio.
Words. I'm terrible. KFI AM 640 Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Charlie Puth there. Puth. That's the singer. Done for Me. Is that what it's called? Hold on. Done for Me. Yes. That's a great song. I'm really liking it. Hey, listen, I want to do a quick shout out here to Eugene Carmona on Twitter. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, Gus Navarro out of San Pedro. Gus is awesome. He actually...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fell for our April Fool's Day joke from last year. He's so sweet. I felt so bad. I need to, I definitely need to post that video. It's just too cool. Also, we got another one right now. Lee Alirez. I hope I'm saying that right. Thank you so much for listening to us right now. And also another VIP out of the East Coast from New York, Dave Blair, everybody. Woo-hoo! Let me tell you something. Dave Blair is responsible for my career. Because not only did Dave...
So he's the one to blame.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And he's a comedian. He's a magician. He's everything. He's a production guru. And he's working with the big boys in New York. So excited that Dave is tuning in. Thank you, Dave Blair. We're going to go... Let's jump into the story, though. This is now we're going to take a little bit of a U-turn here. Because this was a rough week for the family of Anthony Avalos. 10-year-old boy, you may remember from Lancaster... who allegedly was tortured to death by his mother and her boyfriend. Great people, right? Facing murder charges, and hopefully we will never see them come out of there alive. This week on Friday, I believe it was, his funeral happened, and everybody showed up, listen to this, wearing superhero shirts. And that was the family's request because Anthony loved Spider-Man. That was his favorite superhero. And it's just such a sweet story when you start to learn more about this little boy. Apparently, you know, he was the superhero for his siblings and also for a kid at school. So I did not know about him, but apparently when school bullies surrounded a smaller, skinny kid at school with glasses, Anthony always was the one to step up and push away these bullies and told them, "Hey, leave this kid alone, man." And apparently Anthony was that boy's only friend. And then, of course, his fate, just so tragic and so awful. How does his mother even, how could she even look in the mirror? Hopefully she doesn't even have one now. She's in jail. But Heather Barron, she's 28 years old. The boyfriend, Kareem Leva, 32 years old, apparently tortured him for at least 5 days. I mean, they starved him. They locked him up. And he had a lot of physical trauma, when he was found. And I guess on Friday, as his little body, was in its baby blue casket, they said that the makeup covering the boy's face couldn't even hide all the physical trauma he had sustained. I mean, just heartbreaking. So last week, attorney Brian Claypool, you may remember him from the LAUSD debacle with all the, sex abuse allegations and whatnot. He's now representing Anthony's father. And he's demanding that the Department of Children and Family Services investigate their people, their social workers, their regional managers, because it's about leadership as well, okay? And also, they really want the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to open a criminal investigation. Because apparently, at the press conference, everyone thought, well, no, LASD, the Sheriff's Department, they're investigating, right? He's like, not to my knowledge. That's actually not what we know that they were looking into, because remember, the boy was found unresponsive at the apartment. They took him to the hospital and he died later. So the sheriff's department obviously has to figure out, why does a 10-year-old just die? Right? There's no natural causes there. So they then figured out that mom and dad had done something wrong. But now they're saying, wait a second, you need to take this a step further. They want the social workers and the supervisors to be prosecuted. NBC actually obtain over 330 pages. I mean, basically this boy's case, right? The reports. And I saw some of it, and they blocked out so much. But in total, since 2013, the LA County Department of Children and Family Services, in this case alone, Anthony's case, investigated 88 claims of abuse at Anthony's home. And 15 of those abuses were substantiated. So this begs the question, which is what he talked about at the press conference, is how do we fix this systemic failure that they believe is the DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services? I mean, you've got the other story of this little boy, Gabriel Fernandez, also in the, Antelope Valley area, where, same thing, was being tortured. And you know what really upsets me with all this? Do you know why? Do you know what the motive was, apparently? In both cases, it's suspected. This hasn't been confirmed, obviously, but it is suspected that the boyfriends and the moms allowed the abuse because they suspected that their boys, their little ones, were gay. You believe that? This is disgusting on so many levels. I mean, talk about intolerance and no compassion. Just how do women like that, how are they blessed with even having children? Like, that's what's upsetting, because I know women who can't have babies. They're incredible humans. They should be having children, not these animals having children. And I don't even want to offend animals, because animals are great compared to people like this. You know what I mean?
Animals usually take better care of their young.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I was asking my buddy, I said, okay, you know, he works in this, you know, with the county. And apparently there's an initial claim that comes through. And in that initial claim, right, like a referral, you call in like, hey, I think this kid's getting beat up. Well, they have 30 days. But it's all about follow the money, so I'm told. Because they get 30 days and they got to close the claim. And you show up and everyone's going to be on their best behavior. And if the kid doesn't say much or you don't have physical trauma, it's hard to prove anything. This is the land of you got to prove. And then let's say there is something. Now you go to, you have 6 months to, you know, investigate. But, and yes, social workers can remove a child from the home, but it's under, like, there's got to be an immediate threat. Like, you see, like, dad is drunk and he's grabbing the kid and he puts in the car and he's about to drive off. Something that immediate. And then you obviously, but you check in with, supposedly, with your, you know, supervisors, get their blessing. You have law enforcement with you when you do it. So it's not that simple.
I remember the time when everybody used to complain that the Department of Child Services would just grab kids at the first sort of indication that maybe they stubbed their toe or something like that. So are we talking about maybe something's different now, or?
Well, no.
Maybe it's just the way the news is.
No, it just, I know what you're saying. It does.
Yeah.
It does feel that way. But, you know, and by the way, to be fair, the Department of Children and Family Services, the director, Bobby Cagle, did say that, you know, that their focus right now is on an in-depth top-to-bottom review and that they are cooperating with the sheriff's department. But again, it's more important to understand, where are we failing our children? How do we prove this? And also, you don't want to take a child away from a parent that shouldn't be away from the kid. But something that I thought was interesting that was brought up to me, my attention, my buddy said, Elizabeth, you got to keep in mind that a lot of times these claims come in and these are dysfunctional families. So maybe for like 3 months, the kid is with grandma. I mean, the claim always goes to mom. Like, mom is always the first to be looked at, but maybe the kid is living with grandma and say the abuse is there. So mom doesn't know about it. And so the kids bounce around. That's part of their challenge as social workers. And they only get a limited amount of time. They just get a little peek, a little window. And yes, they can have unexpected or unannounced visits, but sometimes it's not enough for them to really understand the depth of it. But then what about at school? Like, if he had that kind of physical trauma, I think that's what makes me wonder, like, wait, I mean, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure a teacher actually reported. You said there was 88 claims?
88 claims.
So definitely some of those have to come from the teachers.
I mean, after 88 claims, doesn't a supervisor,
after the first claim, something should have been done.
Well, but here's the thing. After 88, let me just go with that. Let's just say after 50. Shouldn't some kind of alarm go off, and maybe like the regional manager, I'm talking like the big boss, someone to say, wait a second, this person's getting way too many complaints. Maybe we need to do a different type of review. I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking to place blame. I want answers. I want solutions.
Everybody's afraid of getting sued now. That's pretty much it.
I know, but you know.
It's like the whole immediacy thing is gone just because we're in a litigious society where if I act too quickly and if I'm maybe slightly wrong, I'm going to get sued.
Right.
And this is where we're at right now.
True, but at the same time, it goes the other way, right? Now you're going to get sued because you didn't act.
Yeah, exactly.
And I do think that it's okay to be a litigious society. Forgive me. That's the only reason why you have safety protocols in place for work, you know, at work, anywhere, you know, in the private sector. Otherwise, it'd be like other countries where they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, true. You break a leg, they're like, oh, sorry, we didn't fix the staircase. On you. You should have looked better. You know what I mean? All right, when we come back, we're going to lighten it up. A lot of fun stuff to talk about. I was at the Orange County Fair yesterday, and let's just say I got my selfie on Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, what is happening, my dear?
I want to see these selfies.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
say, mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you
this morning, 5:48 a.m. here on the West Coast, Los Angeles, California. Actually, specifically Burbank, but it is L.A. County. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, iHeartRadio. The app is free. Check it out. Don't forget the podcast. Also, here at KFIAM640.com, in case you missed part of the show. And my podcast. What's it called, Brent?
Elizabeth on Top.
Yeah.
I can't get through it.
You are too just funny. Where does your mind go? Where does your mind go?
Well, I'm still thinking about the firefighters.
You're still... Okay, so this one says he's straight. Don't think I'm believing it. But you are in love with the hot French firefighters, which apparently I did not know that French firefighters are the hottest firefighters in the world. So if you're LA City, LA County, or any other department out here...
Yeah, basic.
You may want to like send some fighting words to producer Brent, not Elizabeth. I didn't say it. I think you're all hot. How's that?
Hey, it's all right. Yeah, look, it's girls say right. Other girls are cute, right?
That's true. We do.
I'm just.
It's funny.
It's equality.
Well, basically. And it's funny as women, like even if you're straight, we totally check each other out.
Absolutely.
It's the weirdest thing. Like,
yeah,
sometimes
we're not
I'm
allowed
like,
to go.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Look at the shoulders on that guy.
You know? Oh yeah, it is a little awkward for guys that. If yeah. you say like, oh, I think he's handsome. I'll even raise an eyebrow. And I'm like, no, that's okay. You need to be secure in your, you know, acknowledging another guy is, you know, good looking.
Hey, I watched the latest season of Queer Eye, and I've been changed ever since.
Forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
You sure have. I saw you drooling looking at those French firefighters online. They are really beautiful, though. I hate to admit it. It's so true. Hey, speaking of cool stuff, Brady Bunch. Remember the Brady Bunch? The Brady Bunch. We should have got the theme song. Oh, well. The Brady Bunch house is up for sale. Yes, it's here in Los Angeles in the Valley.
Yeah, they won about, what, $14 million or something like that? That is one show that I actually had to sneak to watch.
Really? Why?
Yeah, that and Happy Days. What? There were no black people in Brady Bunch, so my parents were like, hey, if they're not going to bother putting black people on the show, you ain't going to watch it. You're going to watch Heckle and Jekyll and Happy Days because... What was good for black people in the 50s?
I don't know.
When you think about that, it wasn't very happy for us.
But that's funny because I remember growing up, and actually as a little kid, like very tiny, I would watch Wheezy. Wheezy!
Oh, good
the
times.
Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons.
No, the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Oh my
course.
God. Yeah. Hey, speaking of, he apparently in real life, is my understanding, wasn't he... He was gay, I think, the dad.
Oh, Sherman Hemsley?
I believe so.
I have no idea.
I mean, not that matters, but it's just
not
it's
at
interesting
all.
Since we're talking about that. But the Brady Bunch home up for sale in Studio City, $1.885 million. But apparently the two-bedroom, three-bedroom home from 1973 that was sold for only like $61,000, huh? It looks like it's going to have an avalanche of offers, so good luck with that. You better be ready to offer a lot of money. Hey, was at the Orange County Fair yesterday. So much fun. They have a pop-up selfie exhibit over at the Pacifica Plaza. It is really fun. They have like 11 themed vignettes. It's very cool. In fact, I'll try to post the story that we did about it yesterday on our website here. But I posted some very fun selfies on my at Elizabeth Espinosa on Instagram. And Twitter is at @E_Espinosa. Check it out. It's really fun. It's really good family fun for everybody. We even did like a little dance off. It's funny on the morning show. I got a little crazy. Not gonna lie. And then congratulations to Lynette Romero from KTLA. Made her big announcement yesterday that her and her husband and family have opened up a restaurant. They're part of this franchise, Jim Boy Tacos. So they have their own restaurant. It's literally like right here. Let's see. Oh, let me get this information really quick. It is home of the original American taco. Flagship location in Huntington Beach. The restaurant is right there. Like it's right by the pier, 5th and PCH Shopping Plaza. So in the heart of it all. And all I know is I can't wait to get down there and, you know, do a little name dropping. I work with Lynette. Can I get free tacos? So I still have to talk to her.
Hey, we can bring them on the show and get free tacos.
That's right. Now we're talking. Mm. Hey, shout out to Miguel Franco on Twitter who says, hey, next time you come to OC, let me know. I want a selfie too. All right, LOL, we'll do it. All right, let's go to the calendar section. What are you doing this week? What are you doing today? Let's hear it. Take it away. Well, guess what? What about doing a little dine restaurant week? LBC, the Long Beach area, it's back. Very fun. So we want to bring on Carl Dean, owner of Michael's Restaurant Group. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Ben, how are you doing?
Good, good. So tell us about all the fun that's going to happen, the culinary events scheduled.
Yeah, so this year it's the 5th annual Dine LBC. It's between August 4th and the 12th. There's 60 restaurants that are participating in Long Beach. And what it does is it actually brings a really great exposure to the diverse dining scene that's happening in Long Beach now.
Yeah.
It gives people the opportunity to go around for, you know, 25, 35, 45 bucks and eat at restaurants and see what really the chef can do. A lot of restaurants do, you know, kind of four-course meals, things like that.
What kind of food are we talking about here?
Yeah, so our restaurant group is all Italian. We have four restaurants here in the city of Long Beach. We have an Italian steakhouse named Chianina. We have Michael's on Naples, which has been around for 11 years. We have Michael's downtown, and then we have Michael's Pizzeria. So all of our menus are obviously going to be Italian influenced. For the downtown menu, it's basically it's 35 bucks a person. It's a four-course meal, and you get to pick between stuffed zucchini flowers, ricotta, cheese and honey, heirloom caprese salad burrata with house-made balsamic reduction.
You're making me hungry, Carl. We can't do this.
I know.
Not fair.
5:40 in the morning, right?
That's right. No, but I'll have dinner at any time. I'm good. So no pressure, Carl, but I just do want to say this because we're running out of time. But I want to say that my birthday's coming up in August, so I'm just putting it out there, Carl.
So you'll have to come down and make it for that.
Let's have a party. Come on.
I think one of the other really cool things is a lot of the dog-friendly patio restaurants like us are having dog menus as well for like $5 or $6. You can feed your dog on one of the patios, which is pretty cool too.
That is awesome. Carl, thank you so much. Okay, we're going to get out there.
Dine LBC.
I'm loving it.
Thanks.
Also, the out in Pico Rivera today, the Colombian Independence Day big festival. They're going to be dancing quite a bit there. I don't think I'm going to make it, unfortunately, but it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot in so many ways. of course, the Orange County Fair is happening. This is a big one, okay? Westside Regional Center is inviting you to a community conversation and business connection event. So if you're a business that's looking to hire people with, you know, disabilities, high functioning, whatnot, please get out there Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. I'll post about it. 5901 Green Valley Circle, Suite 320 in Culver City. We got to help empower and hire persons with disabilities and vice versa. I mean, this is great. This would be great for both. So check it out, Westside Regional Center, okay? I will post about it. Also, you have the Writing on the Wall Street Art Lettering Workshop with Eric King Crate. And that's coming up here at the California African American Museum. That sounds fun. And there's a Family of Studio Workshop. That's today, noon to 3 p.m. Song paintings. That's kind of cool. So it's like a little bit of artwork and family time. That's very nice. Where's that happening? Oh, L.A. I said that. East 3rd Street. Awesome. Okay. And then shout out to Liberty Chan. I'm wearing her. I'm going to post here in a second. Her Sweat with Soul little cap. You like this, Producer Brent?
Oh, that's
and
very
I'm wearing
nice.
My grateful.
Where's mine?
I know. Sorry. I'm working
nice
on it.
Blouse.
It's like a great. It's. I'm wearing. It says grateful on my top. But it's like a yoga, like sportswear. It's very comfortable. It's very nice.
Oh,
well, thank
just
you.
Just breaking somebody's burning flags out. Burned a flag outside of Maxine Waters' LA office.
Maxine Waters,
so
Congresswoman.
We're
going to
be
Waters
hearing
office.
About that pretty soon.
We will. Hey, listen to all of you haters. Relax. Seriously, like, can't you just enjoy summer? What's wrong?
Oh wait,
wrong
that
with
was
people?
2 days ago. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Brent. Late. It's early.
No,
it's early.
Not that.
It's late.
Let me just say this before we leave, Producer Brent. Please erase those hot French firefighters images out of your mind. You are so distracted.
I am so distracted. I caught
he
the vapors.
He likes le français. C'est français, bonjour. You're like, bonjour.
I'm out.
He's like, peace out. All right, you guys. Have an incredible Sunday. Be blessed. The Jesus Christ Show is next. And I, my friends, I am off to church. That's how we do it. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI, AM 640. Turn down for what?
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.